This is Capital Access, your on-ramp to news and insight at the Capitol. I'm Kelly Connolly. The polls show that the people of Louisiana and the legislature are at odds. Tuesday, a constitutional amendment to raise the cigarette tax failed in committee. The recent polls by the American Cancer Society show 73% of Louisianians would approve of a tobacco tax increase. Surprisingly, the Cancer Society opposed Jackson's bill. Andrew Mull, a spokesman, said the increase wasn't enough.
The American Cancer Society supports amounts that change behavior and help adults quit and that reduce youth from smoking.
The bill would have dedicated funds to cancer research. Jackson pled with the committee to let citizens vote on the tax increase, but the amendment was shot down 11-7, exemplifying the lack of appetite for tax increases at the Capitol. At the same time, the state's tight budget has constricted spending. A bill that would add a local house construction charity to a tax-exempt list of national charities like Habitat for Humanity drew pause in Ways and Means. Chairman Joel Robideau warned committee members of the criticism the bill would face on the floor. Though some members sided with Robideau, the bill did pass committee. Advocates for seniors and low-income individuals met on the steps of the Capitol Tuesday to implore Governor Gentle to negotiate with the federal government to find a way to expand Medicaid in Louisiana.
And to leave out a segment of our population is morally wrong and spiritually.
The Legislative Fiscal Office estimates the expansion would save the state money in the short term. The governor and the House GOP say it would cost the state money in the long run. Bills to push the expansion go before the House Health and Welfare Committee today. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.